بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders and brothers, part of the dictates and the demands of Iman is that every ummati, every follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, reveres them and respects them. And this has been clearly stated in the hadith that was recited. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, that fear Allah regarding my Sahaba and my companions. And this is what we hear every Friday in the khutbah, this warning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving regarding his companions. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that person who has love for his companions, in reality he has love for me. And his love for them is because of loving me. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ And that person who has hatred for them, for the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is because of my hatred that he has hatred for me. And that person who causes harm to them, in reality he has caused harm to me. And that person who causes harm to me, then he has caused harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who causes harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then very soon Allah will seize him and destroy him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that if you wish to take lesson from any person, فَلْيَسْتَنَّ بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتْ Then take lesson from the lives of those who have passed away. فَإِنَّ الْحَيْ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ For verily that person who is living, there is no guarantee whether some condition will change him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve and protect our iman. But nevertheless, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is giving us the guidance. And then he explains who this refers to. Ulaika ashabu Muhammad. That these are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana afdala nas. They were the best of people. أَبَرَّهَا قُلُوبًا وَأَعْمَقَهَا عِلْمًا وَأَقَلَّهَا تَكَلُّفًا They were the most pious, the most conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had the most in-depth knowledge of deen. And they were the least of people when it came to formality. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu encourages us, therefore you should take lesson from their ways, their character, and follow their way of life, and adopt their character, in order for you to gain that salvation that they had achieved. As they had achieved the straight, they had followed the straight path leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, in order for us to appreciate, to have love for the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is first and foremost important for us to understand who they were, and to appreciate their sacrifices. We have to have the knowledge regarding their ways and their noble traits. And in this way, by us learning about them, then we will appreciate them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill the love for the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts.
So from among the various companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one very outstanding companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a sahabi by the name of Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. This was his title. His name was Amir ibn Abdullah ibn al-Jarrah. So it is mentioned, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions, that from amongst the people who were most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thereafter was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after him was Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. So from this we understand what a close relationship he had with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam in the very early stages prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam establishing the place of ibadat in Darul Arqam. Prior to this, he accepted Islam. There's difference of opinion regarding what was the means of his accepting Islam. Some say it was through the efforts of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and through Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu encouraging to accept Islam. He then accepted Islam at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with some other notable sahaba, the likes of Uthman ibn Maz'un, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Abu Salamah ibn al-Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He participated in all the major battles with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of Badr, he describes the scene himself. He says, I was confronted on numerous occasions by my father who was in the enemy line. And I tried to avoid confronting him. But finally, when he came before me, I had no choice but to kill him. This was the extreme love that they had for Islam, that they were even prepared to sacrifice their own family for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a challenge that every day we are faced with. A person is faced with some challenge to fulfill his desire, to fulfill the wish of some relative, some family member, some friend, whether it be peer pressure. At that time a person should think that what is more important for me to fulfill, is it this desire or is it the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we take lesson from this, that they were prepared to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even to go to the extent of killing his own father for the sake of deen. Then in the battle of Uhud, when the links on the helmet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had pierced the blessed cheek of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went forward to try and remove it. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, noticing this, he takes an oath and he says, by Allah, O Abu Bakr, I will remove it. And then he tries to remove it with his fingers, but he was not successful. So he grabs onto it with his tooth, and he finally manages to remove one of those links. And in the process, he loses one of his tooth, one of his front teeth. And again, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes ahead to try and remove the second link. And again, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu takes an oath. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells him, had it not been for your oath, I would not have allowed you to do this. And he goes forward and again, he removes the other link from the blessed cheek of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the process, he loses his other front tooth. Umar radiallahu anhu says, that in my entire life, I did not see someone more handsome than Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, even though he lost his two front teeth. So despite him losing his two front teeth, but because it was for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him a special nur because of this sacrifice. On one occasion, two bishops from a place called Najran came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, requesting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send to them someone who is very honest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, إِنِّي أَبْعَثُ إِلَيْكُمْ رَجُلًا أَمِينًا حَقَّ أَمِينًا. I will send to you a person who is trustworthy and who will fulfill the rights of trustworthiness. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard the statement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them became desirous of being granted this great honor. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu to accompany them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينًا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. That every ummah, every nation has a very trustworthy person, a person who is outstanding in his trustworthiness. And the trustworthy person of this ummah, of this nation, is Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu. Imagine what a great accolade this was for Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And what a great virtue. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came to know of the plague that had started spreading in Sham, and he became concerned that perhaps he will also pass away in this plague, then he says to those around him, that if I have to pass away, then I instruct you to appoint Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu as the Khalifa after me. And he says, if on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah has to question me regarding why I appointed this person, I will say that, oh Allah, I have heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that every nation has a trustworthy person, and the trustworthy person of this nation is Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared him to be the trustworthy person of this nation, who can be more deserving of gaining this honor, who will fulfill this great trust of being the leader? So this indeed is a very great lesson, especially in the times of today, where trustworthiness has almost become extinct. People casually speak lies, casually are deceptive in their dealings, in their transaction, in their behavior. So this is a very, very important quality, which is part of the traits of Iman, part of the qualities of Iman. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has mentioned that the trait of nifaq and hypocrisy is for a person to deceive and to lie. So this is a very, very important quality, to be trustworthy in our speech, in our behavior, in our dealings, in every aspect of our lives. Then, on numerous occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had appointed him as the leader. On one occasion, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had just accepted Islam, was appointed as the leader towards the battle of Zatul Salasil. And this was in the very early stages of the life of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu's Islam. He had just accepted Islam. There were only two companions from the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who he had appointed as the general of the army, even though they had just accepted Islam. The first was Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the other was Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu. And this was because of their experience and their expertise in warfare. So nevertheless, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon arriving in the land of the enemy, he sends a message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requesting for reinforcements, as he found the enemy to be present in very large numbers. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatches a group of reinforcements, among them senior sahaba, the likes of Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appoints Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu as the leader over this group of reinforcements. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him the clear instruction that maintain unity and do not differ with each other. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu goes. When they reach there, there was a dispute that had broken out regarding who should be the leader. So Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu had just accepted Islam. He said that you people came as reinforcements, you all are under our army, so therefore I will remain the leader. But the senior muhajireen, they felt that Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was most deserving, and therefore he should be appointed the ruler, as the leader, as the general. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu advised those around him, that was it not the instruction of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should maintain unity? And then he handed over his right, and he said, oh Amr ibn al-As, you will remain our leader. So from here we learn, the importance of a person maintaining unity. And in order for unity to be possible, one person has to forego their right. If each party is insisting on claiming their rights, then in order for reconcilement to be possible, it will never happen. It has to be that one person is prepared to forego their rights. And this was a trait which was outstanding in the life of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. During the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, when this army was dispatched, when the army of the Muslims were present in Sham, during the Khilafat of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the general of the army was Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. Upon the demise of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu writes a letter to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, informing him regarding the demise of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he also informed him in this letter that I have dismissed Khalid radiallahu anhu from his post of being the general, and I have appointed you as the general of the army. But such was the quality of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, such was his humility, that he concealed this letter from Khalid radiallahu anhu. Finally, after 3 days, and according to another report, after the entire battle was over, after the Muslims were victorious, Khalid radiallahu anhu came to know of this letter. Subhanallah, what love and unity. Khalid radiallahu anhu comes to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu and he says, that, O Abu Ubaidah, why is it that you concealed this letter from me? You remained under my rulership, even though you were rightfully the ruler. You were performing salah behind me, whereas I ought to have been reciting salah behind you. I have ought to been taking instruction from you, whereas you were taking instruction from me. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu tells him, that O Khalid radiallahu anhu, I dislike to break your enthusiasm. And I intended that I will not inform you until you come to know yourself. And then Khalid radiallahu anhu tells him that now we have handed over this rulership and this leadership to you. And it is now your responsibility to take charge of the affairs of the army. So here again we understand that there was no desire to be recognized, no desire for position, no desire for leadership. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this army very successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them this great victory, and they managed to conquer the lands of Sham and Dimashq, etc. On one occasion during the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, he came to visit Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu after meeting the other Muslims and the other companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He inquires from them regarding Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. And finally, he meets Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, and he requests him to take him home. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu tells the Khalifa Umar radiallahu anhu, that Umar, what will I have to present to you, the leader of the believers, in my home? But nevertheless, come along. And then Umar radiallahu anhu describes the scene. He says, when I entered the home, I barely saw any possession. And this was a time where the Muslims were conquering land after land, and the wealth of the world was pouring into the Muslim rulership. Abu Ubaidah, being the general of the army, being the person who was in charge, this was the condition of his simplicity in his home. Umar radiallahu anhu, seeing this, he begins to cry. And he says, O Abu Ubaidah, the world has changed all of us but you. The world has changed all of us but you. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu says, I have hope that I will meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the condition that he left me, and he will be pleased with me. Umar radiallahu anhu had such a great reliance and trust on Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, that one occasion while he was seated with some of his companions, and he told them that make some wish and desire. So one person remarked, I wish that this entire home was filled with gold, so that I may discharge it in the path of Allah and give it in charity. And like this, others gave their wishes and made their desires. Finally, Umar radiallahu anhu says, I wish that this entire home is filled with the likeness of personalities like Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. Then when Umar radiallahu anhu came to know of the plague that had broken out in Amwas, in Sham, he became concerned that perhaps he will lose Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu in this plague. So he writes a letter requesting Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu to leave Sham and to come to him to Medina Munawwara, as he has very urgent work with him. When Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu receives the letter, he writes back and he says, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I consider it inappropriate for me to leave behind my army in this condition and abandon them. And I know what is the concern of Amirul Mu'mineen. He fears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take my life in this condition. But if Allah has decreed for something to happen for me, it will never surpass me. Understanding that everything happens with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Umar radiallahu anhu receives this letter, then he starts crying, and those around him ask him that, Oh Umar, has Abu Ubaidah passed away? Then he says, no, but it is as though he has passed away. And shortly thereafter, after some days, many of the Muslims were made shaheed in this plague, and it would start off in the form of blisters on their body, or in the form of pimples on their body. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu's companions noticed that he had some blisters on his finger. So they became worried. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, on seeing this, he says, I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant blessing in this and make this the means of my martyrdom. And as he had made this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then eventually granted him martyrdom in this plague, and he passed away in this condition at the age of 58. He passed away at the age of 58. And when he passed away, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became very concerned and worried. And after his demise, Umar radiallahu anhu appointed Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the general of the army. Respected Alis and brothers, these are just some of the qualities. There are many, many other incidents which explain the outstanding traits and qualities of this personality, as well as the other companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we should try and learn and read regarding the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and try to emulate their ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to bring in our lives these few traits that were discussed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to follow in their footsteps. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.